Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pines Technical College, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Heron Document Systems, Barber's Body Shop, Adrian Browning, Attorney at Law, Jessup Furniture, and by Catch 228. And now, here is your host, Christian Gokul.
And welcome into the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Christian Gokul on location at Catch 228 on St. Simon's, where we will be each and every week on Tuesday nights at 7 for the entire season. This segment of the Rocky Hidalgo Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Barber's Body Shop, Heron Document Systems, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Adrian Browning, Attorney at Law, Coastal Pines Technical College, and by Catch 228. Joining me now is the head coach of Glenn Academy, Coach Rocky Hidalgo. Coach, how are you doing?
I am good. Looks like we got a birthday party out here today. Happy birthday.
There it is.
There you go. Doing awesome. So, man, I'm ready to go. Looks like, I think he said 15 years old, sounds like what he said. Good. Go get him.
Hey, Coach, it's really good to be back with you for two consecutive weeks after that long hiatus that we had, but I'm sure that's something you and the coaching staff have to be thankful for, too.
Just be glad. We're happy to have a chance to go play some football and kind of get back on the field. And, you know, this is football is a game, and people do it. They go to games because it's fun, and kids play because it's fun. But this is what we do for a living. This is our profession. So having an opportunity to go out and do what we do, and we do it because we love it, is exciting, and we look forward to it.
Now, as I mentioned, it would have been 4 weeks on this coming Friday since you last played, and you entered this week at 1-2, but two losses to two really good teams in Benedictine and Tift, who are both still undefeated on the year. What's the general attitude around your team entering this week?
You know, I think our kids are ready to play. Our kids have pride in what we do. They're ready to go. They practice hard, and they recognize the fact that, you know, they had some opportunities in those games and kind of wasted them. So I think, we want to get back on our feet and go get after a good Wayne team and just go out and compete on Friday night.
Now, Coach, I got some sensitive information before the show today that Wayne County has informed that next year they will not be able to fit Glenn Academy on their schedule.
Yeah, that was disappointing. I don't think they're going to play either Glenn or Brunswick, which it doesn't really make any sense to me. We're 30 minutes away from them. I think the two teams have played forever, so I'm hoping that'll change. But you know, we've got to move forward and find games. It's been a tough road trying to find games down here. We've had some success here, and a lot of teams, you know, they're hesitant to get on the field with us, to be honest with you. It's one of those things. We have to chase some games around. We're doing that, going all over. Called a team from Alaska today. I'm kidding about that. But, you know, we're not afraid of road trips, so we'll see what happens.
Now, we kind of touched on this a bit last week, but one of the silver linings of this extended period off has been the fact that it's given your team a chance to heal up. How would you grade your team's overall health now versus at the beginning of the year?
You know, I think we got some kids back that whether we had been playing or not playing, they would have been coming back by now. So it's the being not playing games has not enabled those guys to get healthy. It was just kind of a time thing. We're hoping Friday that Marvin Dallas will get his cast off his hand, and the doctor will clear him for participation, and so he can play the following week versus Effingham. Tyler Grant is just kind of a day-to-day thing. He's got to get comfortable with his knee, and that's just a very personal thing for him. He just doesn't feel comfortable competing on that knee right now, so you know, we've got to give him some space and let him get in there and continue to work. And he's working hard at it, so hopefully he'll feel good about it and be able to get in there and join the team. But for the most part, the rest of our kids are feeling good about stuff and healthy. The time off's been good for them. They should be rested. They haven't done anything for like 4 weeks. So you know, we'll find out on Friday night.
And you're listening to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, it hasn't just been your team healing up this past few weeks, but also our community as a whole as the cleanup continues around the county. And last week, you and some of the guys went out to help in that effort. Tell us a little about what you and the team did last week.
Well, you know, that was fun for us. This whole ordeal, when we came back from the hurricane, whether we were going to play a game on Saturday, and then we were gonna find the game for the following week. Last week, finding those games and playing those games never felt right to me. I didn't feel comfortable about it. I had kids whose homes were damaged. I had coaches. I had two coaches that were homeless, essentially. Their homes had been flooded. I had people who had trees on their homes and coaches that were coming back in town that still didn't have power in their homes. And just didn't feel right to go and line up and play a football game. Tell a guy, hey, man, I need you to come in and work on a Sunday. I know your house just got flooded, but if you don't mind not doing anything with that, could you come in and work on this Sunday? I didn't feel comfortable doing that. And then the other side of that is, you know, give an opportunity for our kids to go out and do something good in the community and see the impact that they can have. We went out, we cleaned up about 8 or 9 houses of elderly people and a couple of families that had special needs kids, including a church, and did some work there. And you know, we did some really bad houses. The one thing that you can do is you get a bunch of kids together, you get a lot of work done in a short period of time. And so they did some stuff for some houses. We were very fortunate. Some of the churches gave us some addresses of people that needed assistance, and we went out and you know, we did the best we could. And you know, all in all, it was a good experience for me and our football players.
And I know I can speak for the rest of the community that we really appreciate what you and the guys came out and did. And speaking of the guys, we're almost midway through the season and recruiting is starting to pick up. Can you update us on some of the players around the team with offers they may have received or commitments they may have made?
Well, you know, we don't have anybody with any necessarily new offers or commitments. I think what you have is some recruiting is really kind of a funny business. So you have the Georgias, Floridas, you know, LSUs, Alabamas of the world. They get on board and jump in early. And then those guys, those mid-major schools are kind of right behind them. But most of those guys, those 1AA schools, you know, Division II, Division III schools, NAIA schools, they don't have, you know, 25 to 30 scholarships that they can offer. So they're very conservative with who they offer. You know, a school like a Wofford or Elon may only have, you know, 10 to 15 scholarships to offer a kid. Kids to offer this year. So, you know, what they do is they really target kids. They do their homework on them. They want to see who's going to drop down from a mid-major to that level. So what we're having right now is a lot of schools that are going in, looking at huddle, looking at film, and calling about our players right now. So really for the majority of our kids, unless you're a kid that's going to be recruited by the big schools, the recruiting process kind of starts to pick up right now. College coaches will start coming out about right now when they're off week. They'll start visiting schools, getting names of kids, and they'll really start to pick up for the majority of our kids moving forward through January and February.
And when we come back on the Glenn Academy Coaches Show, we'll jump into this week's matchup with Wayne County. That's when we come back on the Glenn Academy Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, these words from our sponsors.
You are proud new home for the Glenn Academy Rocky Hidalgo Coaches Show this season? Catch 228. Be sure to be there every Tuesday night at 7 as the Red Terriers head coach breaks down the week in Glenn Academy football. And of course, while you're at Catch 228, try their world-famous oysters. 228 Redfern Village at the end of Redfern Village on St. Simons. 912-634-6228 and let's go Terriers!
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Herron Document Systems is your go-to source for all of your copier and printer needs. Let me tell you a true story. A local business called Herron Document Systems to see what they could do for them, and Herron Document Systems ended up saving that company over $6,400 over the contract term. Authorized dealer for Canon, Sharp, and Samsung. 35 years locally owned and operated. Give them a call, 912-267-7802, or check them out online at herronds.com.
The stress of being in an accident doesn't need to be compounded by dealing with a body shop that doesn't have your best interest in mind. That's why Barber's Body Shop has been in business for over 20 years, because they care about you. Locally owned and operated, which means the Barber's Body Shop family are people you know, your neighbors, people you go to church with and you see on Friday nights.
Highway 341, just before the overpass next to Langford Auto Parts. 912-262-6841. And remember, let's go Terriers!
Hey, and welcome back to the Early Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Christian Gokel, on location from Catch 228 on St. Simon's. This segment is brought to you by Catch 228, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Heron Document Systems, and by Coastal Pines Technical College. Now, Coach, this week you guys travel up the road to Jessup to take on undefeated Wayne County and a team that's coming off an impressive 30-8 win over Pierce County, and the Yellow Jackets defense giving up just under 10 points a game. What is it that they do so well on defense?
I think they're just, a good, solid defensive football team. They're very well coached. Their interior line plays very good. They run to the football well. They tackle well. They just got a good, solid group. They got a lot of kids back this year that played last year, and you can see that the way they go about their business.
Now, what's it going to take to put up some points on this team?
Well, I think the thing that we've got to do is find some continuity and consistency on offense. What we've struggled with is coming out the gate on first down. We've made penalties, we've made mistakes, and we've made errors, and we've dug a hole for ourselves. And when you start, first and 15 or second and 14, it's hard to get first downs. And, the one thing about our kids, we've made plays in bunches, but you get a 12-yard play on second down, and you're third and four, and you don't pick up the first down because you got a penalty on first down, or you lost 6 yards because we made a mistake and didn't block a guy. So the big thing for us is just some consistency. That's the thing we're talking about our kids. Let's come out the first play. Let's be good on the first play. Let's not come out and screw around for three plays and have the head coach come over there and get mad at you and yell at you, and then, okay, we're going to do it. Because what happens is in practice, this is how we practice. We go out, the first couple of plays stink, and then I walk in the huddle and say mean things about their mom and their dad and stuff like that, and they play better. But in a game, first down, they stink on first down. Well, you can't pick the first down up, and then you come back out and they stink the first down. So we've got to be good. What we're talking about is finish or start fast and finish strong. That's what we want to do. So we want to come out and start fast. We're preaching the kid about tempo and about come off the sideline. Let's be good on first down. Let's win first down, and so we can set up and get a drive going.
Just a disclaimer, the coach's opinion does not necessarily represent the companies when it comes to mom and dad.
I was just kidding about mom. Well, some moms and dads, let's be honest. Some moms and dads, they deserve it. I'm just kidding. I'm listening to it. That's a little humor. A little coaching humor.
There you go.
Now, some moms and dads deserve it.
Now, offensively, Wayne County's been somewhat inconsistent this year, putting up just 12 points in one game and then going all the way up to 49 in another. What are we looking at with this offense?
Their quarterback's got a really strong arm, and they do. It's kind of, it'll be fun to watch. It's they run a lot of trick plays. I'm a kindred spirit with Coach Cribb in a lot of ways, because I like trick plays. I like fake punts. I like fake kicks. He does a bunch of that stuff. I've kind of historically done a bunch of those things. He's done a good job with them. But their quarterback does a really good job. They do this funky kind of half roll. They get him to about 9 or 10 yards. They've got some really good receivers. Coach Cribb's son is a really good football player, number 4. Great route runner, a kid that really goes up and competes for the football. He's been really impressive on tape. But they've got 3 really good receivers and 2 really good backs. And they get that quarterback some depth so you can't get pressure on him. And he throws the ball really well. He's got a good strong arm, throws the out route well, throws the corner route really well. They come back and shake you up and come back with a post behind it. I mean, it's like the old the Raiders back in the 1970s and 80s. They throw the ball down the field. So it'll be interesting. I hadn't seen anything like this in a while, and it'll be fun to go against somebody like this. We're kind of doing some different things. We'll see how it works.
And you're listening to the Coach Rocky Hidalgo Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, Coach, this is the last game before region play kicks off next week. What are you looking to tighten up this week with your team?
Well, I take a step, And that's bad news for the rest of the region. That's all I got to say, because we're going to get in region play. I think we're about to hit our stride and play really well. And I believe that. I'm confident in that. I like our kids. I know we haven't played in 28 days, but gosh, I'm ready to play some football. I think our kids are. There'll be some rust Friday night, but I think we're going to settle in. We're going to play well, and we're going to get after Wayne County. We're going to get ready to go after, get after the region here when we get hold of Effingham in 2 weeks. You know, the big thing we got to do is quit giving up big plays. You can't give up explosive plays on defense, and that a lot of that comes just from a lot of youth on the defensive side of the ball. And we've got to, again, find some continuity on offense. Find some consistency. We've got a lot of guys over there. They're not young in terms of 11th grade, 12th grade, but they just haven't played a lot of ball. And I think we've had two good practices this week. I think we're going to play well on Friday, and that'll be bad news for Wayne County, I hope.
So the rest of the region now put on notice that Glenn Academy's catching a stride.
Well, I'm going to say this. The region championship runs through Glenn County, and it runs through Egmont. I don't know what the address is at the field house, but somebody, we're not just going to turn a trophy over. So I can tell you, I'm sick and tired of telling everybody about who's going to win the region and not talking about us. So they can bring it.
Now, we're almost to October, and a bunch of guys on the team are really impressed so far. Who are some of the guys that you've really been impressed with?
Well, I think we've got a lot of kids that are really good football players. And you know, obviously, you've got guys like Hunter Hall and Randy Jernigan and Andrew Delaney and Bennett Delaney and Kane Cruz. Those guys have been there for a while. I think Cameron McClellan has turned into a really good high school football player. He's a kid that transferred from Frederica Academy. And I think there was a transition coming going from Geese to playing a 6A schedule, and he's just picked up the speed of the game. He's done really well, and I think he's a heck of a football player. I think Marlon Taylor is a kid that is a star. He's a junior. Thank goodness he's going to be back next year. I can tell you right now, we're young on the defensive line this year. Next year, people should pack their bags and go home because they won't be able to get an inch on us because all those kids will be back. And we have some kids that are going to be stars up there on the defensive line. Some just really nasty players. So I'm excited about our kids up there. You know, I think Shane Wells has done a great job at tackle. He's a kid that's going to go off and play college football and go to school for free. You know, and you know, all those young guys, Nolan Grant and Byron Bacon. Byron's going to be a star. Travis Clinch has done a really good job. And I mean, I could go on and on. I think our young outside linebackers are really good. I could go on and on. So our kids have played really hard and played a lot of good football this year. But we just haven't done it together every time, all the time. But I think that'll come.
Now, speaking of the young guys, both the freshmen and the JV teams both have three games remaining. When their season finishes up, how do you guys go about deciding who will remain with the varsity for the remainder of the year?
Well, I kind of go through the list. Part of it is about practice. Who do we need to practice with? And that's really it. And the other side is who are the guys that probably have a chance to contribute next year as sophomores and juniors? And, you know, you have guys like people have never heard these names before, but guys like T.J. Lewis. T.J. Lewis is going to be a star here, and he's a ninth grade quarterback, receiver, safety, whatever. He's going to play next year somewhere. He's really special. Raekwon Ben is a kid. Jaden Miller, Raekwon and Jaden are two kids. Man, they are just like lightning in a bottle out there, and they get on our scout team. They work our defense to death because they are so hard to handle out there. Trevor Timmons is a kid that is going to be a star here. He's got a chance next year as a sophomore to play. DeLon Spencer. I mean, we have so many kids in that ninth grade class that just got tremendous upside. Jaden Smith is a kid that either at safety or wide receiver, he can elevate and go get the football, do so many things. I mean, I'm so excited about those kids. And our sophomore kids are really good. You know, Jordan Swain, because of injury, has played three games this year. Jordan's going to be a heck of a player. Obviously, Drez Wilcox. James Dowell, we got two sophomores starting on the defensive line. You know, I already mentioned Byron Bacon, but, you know, guys who people aren't talking about, who don't know, I think will be good players next year. Paul Hegeman, who started on the baseball team at first base or designated hitter last year, is a kid really stroke of baseball. He's put about 30 pounds on. He's already put about 35 pounds on his bench press since school started this year. I told him today I can't wait to see him hit a baseball in the spring because those ground rule doubles and doubles are going to end up over the fence because he's got so big and strong. I mean, we've got a lot of good players, and if you're a Red Terror fan, you should be excited about the future of our football program.
The future is definitely bright for Terror Nation. When we come back, we'll talk a little college football with the coach, and that's when we come back on the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances, with two locations to serve all of Glenn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Bexley, Kingsland, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
There are hurdles, there are handicaps, and there are hardships you will face in life, but you don't have to face them alone. Adrienne Browning, attorney at law, will have your back. She has the knowledge and compassion to tackle your issue and make your journey as smooth as possible. Whether divorce, custody, personal injury, or criminal law, including DUI, she's got your back. Come see her at 9 St. Andrews Court beside Mary Ross Waterfront Park, 912-580-3507, and abrowninglaw.com. Schedule your free consultation today, and you be the judge.
Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing, located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
Welcome back to the Glenn Academy Red Terriers Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Christian Gokel on location at Catch 228 on St. Simon's. This segment is brought to you by Urgent Med 1, Urgent Med Plus, Barber's Body Shop, Jessup Furniture, and by Adrienne Browning, attorney at law. Now, Coach, before we get into the picks, I had a couple of things from the college football world that I wanted to run past you. And the first question is, if you're in Kirby Smart's shoes and you got freshman quarterback Jake Fromm, who has your team at 4-0, but you also have a guy in Jake Eason who's your starter entering the year and the starter last year, who are you playing with Eason's back?
Well, I'll say this, and this is nothing against Jacob Eason. Fromm has been very impressive. I think he's a really good player, and you know, for my money, if I'm the head coach at Georgia, I'm going to stick with Fromm. I just felt like he's got better command of the offense. He looks like a big time quarterback when he's back there. He's throwing the ball really well. Looks like he can handle it. Eason's been just really inconsistent. And I would say in the short term that Fromm's been playing quarterback there, he's just looked better than Eason. I mean, that would be my two cents. But I don't make $4 million. If I did, I probably would get quit and retire after 1 year. Sorry, I said that out loud. Never mind.
Well, another guy who's lighting it up in college football is Saquon Barkley, who's currently 2-1 to win the Heisman Trophy. Can you quantify just how good of a running back this dude is?
I don't even know who that is.
The running back at Penn State just put up 350 yards on Iowa.
Yeah. I mean, players are players. Guy's really good, evidently. I work weekends, to be honest. So my two cents on this is I think James Franklin's a really good coach. When LSU was looking for a coach, I was hoping they would pick the phone up and call James Franklin, because I think I had two kids that played for him at Vanderbilt. They loved him. I met him. I just think he's a star.
We'll go a different way with this. Who's the best player or best coach you've played against as a player or a coach?
The best player I've played against, coached against? Jonathan Dwyer.
My alma mater.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Jonathan Dwyer, he ran over all 11 players. We beat them. I just want to go on record and say that. But he ran over all 11 players about 12 times in the game. And he almost single-handedly beat us. Nobody blocked for him. And he rushed for about 225. He returned kicks for about 180 yards on kicks. And it was all we could do to win the game. He was such a heck of a player. Carl Lawson would be right up there because he single-handedly hurt a bunch of players on a Friday night.
And this is the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, Coach, last week I was trailing you a little bit, but got back to where as you send the picks, 5-4 on the season. I'm right behind you at 4-5. Of course, we're both really wrong in the Oklahoma State TCU game. Of course, everybody else in the country, I feel like, was. You got the USC Cal game right, and of course, me with the UGA pick over Mississippi State. So as we sit again on the season, Coach Hidalgo at 5-4, I'm at 4-5. Moving to this week, you got a battle of the unbeatens in the ACC when Mark Richt and Miami head up to the Carolinas to take on David Cutcliffe and Duke. What do you got in that one?
I just want to go on record. That's my mistake for betting on Dan Mullen. That's what I should have done. That's where I screwed that one up. And believing in Dan Mullen. Never mind. Coach David Cutcliffe is my favorite coach in college football. When Cutcliffe would come by and visit, when I was up in Atlanta, he would call me the day before and he'd be like, "Coach, I'm gonna come by the school tomorrow. Want me to bring you a cup of coffee?" And I'd come in, we'd sit on the front steps of the field house. He'd talk to me for 2 hours, never talk about football. He asked me about my kids. He knew the kids' names. God, just a great man. If there was one coach my kids could play for, it would be David Cutcliffe. And I think he's just a special guy. And I say this, if somebody ever compared me to him, and I don't think I'm David Cutcliffe, if somebody ever compared me to him, I would be excited about it. If somebody compared me to Nick Saban, I'm like, that's a great thing. Yeah, David Cutcliffe's such a great guy. With that being said, I think he does a great job coaching his kids. Are they playing at Duke?
Correct.
It won't matter. Nobody shows up for the games. I'm still going to go Miami, but I will be rooting for Duke in that game. Well, Kylie, DJ's on Miami's team. See, I'm stuck. Yeah. I'm stuck. I don't know. I'm going to root for DJ and David Cutcliffe to do well.
How's that? If there's any way getting in a tie,
yes,
you're happy.
With DJ catching the touchdown that ties the game
in. So to clarify, with Miami.
I'm going to go Miami because Duke probably has a guy that can start for Miami. But David Cutcliffe's a really good coach.
Well, you convinced me, so I'm going to go ahead and go with Duke. Now, another matchup in the ACC of unbeatens is number 2 overall Clemson travels up to Blacksburg to take on Virginia Tech. Who you got on that one, Coach?
I'm going to go with – didn't Clemson have a tough game for 3 quarters tonight?
They did, and they put up 4 touchdowns.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Clemson. They've got some really special players – with their hand on the ground. I'm going to tell you, if you're not a football coach, let me tell you things that change the way the game is played is great defensive linemen. A great defensive lineman is worth 3 or 4 offensive linemen, first off. It's hard for me to look past. If I had to draft a guy, it would be a great defensive lineman. And they have some creatures up front. Those guys are really, really good. So I'm going to go with Clemson, but I do like the head coach at Virginia Tech. I think he's a really good coach. Another guy that I wish LSU would have called, and I thought he was super special, but I defer. Let's go.
To go quick, I'll go ahead and agree with you that Clemson takes down Virginia Tech at Virginia Tech, and then moving on to the final pick, Georgia fresh off a beatdown to Mississippi State and carrying the number 7 overall ranking heads up to Knoxville to take on Tennessee. Do you see this as a trap game for Georgia, or do you think the Hail Mary last year has Georgia's undivided attention?
Well, I think Georgia played really well versus Mississippi State. I mean, they played an incredible football game. Can they do that 2 weeks in a row? I don't know. If they can, Georgia's for real. It won't matter because they are not going to beat Alabama. So Georgia fans sitting at home thinking about the miracle. I don't know if you watched any of the Alabama-Vanderbilt game. They're not beating Alabama. But if they play well 2 weeks in a row, I think Georgia's for real and they're probably going to win the East. I will probably go with Georgia in that game because I don't think Tennessee's great. But I don't really know what to make of Georgia either.
There's only one player on Tennessee right now who's good at football, and that's John Kelly, their running back. I'm going to go ahead and take Georgia in that game as well.
Right, did I take Georgia?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we have one difference.
Right. I think next week you should pick. I'll just take your picks the rest of the year and win during the season.
Well, that's just rude. I'll just go home and switch them
out. That's how we do things. That's how it is. That's all right.
Well, Coach, I really appreciate you coming out and spending some time with us, and good luck this week against Wayne County. We appreciate it, Coach.
Thank you.
And this has been the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Catch 228 on St. Simon's and join us every Tuesday night at 7 for the Rocky Hidalgo Show. I'm Christian Gokel signing off.